Omri is a doctrine like this, that Sudni, so some Rashi has one gear for me, the Saloshna Mutal Mechochim, Sudni was his name, Sudni, is Loi, Loi, you don't have to make a Vedika, the Magni Biate, because he'll feel bad about it. Rashi says, because he'll feel disgusting, like you won't be nice to him. She's going to have to make a bedikah in front of him, so you won't want to live with her. So therefore, we never tell her she has to make a bedikah. Like the migna biyapu, be like disgusting in his eyes. Like Tari says, Pirish, it's sort of like kitzash, the shashiv dait loshiv im tari im lav. He doesn't have to wake her up completely like that. That's going to bother them. So therefore, he does not have to make the bedikah. Just labayin alone, you do not have to make this bedikah. Omer Rav Kana. Shall tinuli inshe beisa the Rav Papa? He asked the question by the wives of our Papa, the people in our Papa's house, who based the Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Ye kiosa rabbonim avei Rav, when your husbands come home from Yeshiva, matzachul abdika, do they tell you to make a bedika first or not? For Yomru, they said back to them, Loi, no, like we just said now, you don't have to make a bedika. The Bible, you don't have to make a bedika first. As long as she's becheskas to be Tyro, it's okay, she doesn't have to check us out first. So that's the question, how come they didn't ask a Rav Papa? How come Rav Kana went to ask the wise? Why didn't he ask Rav Papa? So it's Dilma Inu Komachmira Nafshayi. He's afraid if he just asked Rav Papa, he would pass him about it with Smuta. But it could be maybe Rav Papa himself was Machmir. So he wanted to ask his wife exactly how did he feel, how did he act himself? Like, was he Machmir for himself or not? And the wife said back, no, they were not Machmir. Tana Rabbonin, Isha Shein Levesis. Anisha doesn't have a vestis, so Asur Lashamish, that's what this bride says, she can't live with her husband. Because you have to be afraid she's going to see Dam. And therefore, you have to give her a get, and therefore, Venlo likes her, she doesn't get a ksuba, Fulay Teris, she doesn't get Teris. If does needs the Teris, she doesn't have to pay for it. Fulay Mizes, doesn't have to feed her. If she borrowed money, he doesn't have to pay back for that. Fulay Bule is not the old clothing. The Yoitzi, you have to give her a get, and Fulay Masalom, he can never remarry her. Give her a man, he's a words of Rabbi Meir, Sunsi. The Bechanina ben Antigna Seymour, no, Mishamesh Vishnayedim, no, even though she doesn't have a vest kavua, so what? Every time they live together, she'll just make a bdika before and afterwards. So, if so, Hain Tiknu, Monashach. If she sees Dam, he'll be in trouble, they can't live together. And if she doesn't see Dam, then she's okay. Mishum Abba Chonon Omru, Oyver Labaila, Oyver to such a husband, every time he has to have a bdika. Yeah. And therefore he tells no, it's also the Mishamish, Duma Makakelas lay. Maybe what? Maybe she will see Dam and he'll become like Tommy, it's no good. Therefore Vien Luxuba, she doesn't have a ksuba. Wakiva Lakhazla Bia, less Luxuba. Since they can't live together, because she doesn't have a vessel, therefore he doesn't have to pay her ksuba. For the terrorists, he doesn't have to pay for the terrorists that he ate, for the Mizunas, he doesn't have to pay for the food that she took, for the Beloyas and not for the old clothing. Why? Because we all Tanai Ksuba is a Ksuba dummy. The Tanai of a Ksuba is the same look like the Ksuba. So once he doesn't have to pay for the Ksuba, since he can't live with them, he doesn't have to pay for these other Tanoim, the Paris and the Mazonis. The Yoitzi has to give her a get and Loyachzer Olamis. It's Mosul Pshita. What's the Chiddush over here? That you have to give her a get and you can't remarry her. Pshita can't remarry her. She's an Isha, doesn't have a Veset. So Mosul says, Loitzricha, the Yahadra of Yiskanosh. No, later on she had a Vet, she had a Veskavua. So Madhavim, I would have thought to say, Lahadra, now let her remarry you. Kamashma, no, we don't let her remarry you. Why? Because we're afraid the Zimnin sometimes, the Ozla shall go, or Mansavo shall remarry, or Lesakna, and shall have a vest kabul by the second husband. And Viyoma, the first husband will say like this, Lav Charoti gave her get, the first husband will say like this. Idu Yisidev, I would have known, Shekachoy, it's fact the truth, you have a vest, Afidu Yisim, Lesli, Meyam, if you were to give me $100, Lesli, Magash, I wouldn't have given you a get. So the first husband will have charoti, ever gave a get. And therefore the get is like bottle, but into the get bottle of an amzerim. So therefore we say, we tell him clearly, when you give her the get, you should know, you're never allowed to remarry her, no matter what happens. Even if she gets a vest kavur later, still the get is a good get. Now, Mishama b'chonon amru, oilu labai lover to this husband. He could be on some son of a mayor, he's going back for a mayor shita, to say like what, he can't live with her. An omalei, the boy lagui ksubasa. He meant to say what? That he has to pay the ksuba. And he could yamlu of Khan ben Antignus, Kamalay, the Mekalas lay, he'll be Mekalkala. So once he went back to a Meir Shita and says what? That a husband does have to pay the ksuba. On review, though, my Shmuel, though, Shinalokh ben Antignus. The Dekapasta Chanina Ben Atignus over here, they're not that she's also to the husband, but no, she's allowed to live together, she's out to make the Bedika before and afterwards. So let's keep in mind, what are we talking about over here? Ibi Atzuka Betairus, we're talking about that she's Isaac and Tyrus. Shmuel said already one time that the Tyrus, she always has to check it, even an Isha does not have a best Kavua, she has to be allowed to live together, just she has to check herself before and afterwards. The Bishayna Sagutas, the Toman Isha doesn't have work with Truma, like the Zman Azir. Homer, we said already the cloud was, Kol Labayla Loy Boy Badika. So what's the Shail over here? For the husband, she doesn't have to check herself, so even if she wouldn't have a best Kavua. What's Pshat Rameya, what's Pshat, she doesn't have to make a Badika altogether. The Yom Reb Zeir, Yom Reb Abba Vayim, Yom Shmuel, Isha Shem Levestis, Asur Lesham Hashasha Tivdik. That's what he said at Din. And Yekim, you already said that song about the Asuka Vatiris. Only the Asuka Vatiris. Senech Nam, in Isha, that's not Asuka Vatiris, like Bezman is there. The Locher is, even though she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, still the husband's allowed to live with her when she's Becheskas to be told, and we're not afraid she's Tamei. Verse is true, man, the Masniel, the Masniel, the one learned this, not learned this. No, there's no Machlokes here, Rashi says. The Yerlom, be Asuk, he would tell me she was Isaac and Tyrus. I, Tati, what do you have to have two halachas for? So the one that said this did not say that. Benech Nami, this halacha is only talking about an Isha that's Isaac the Tyrus. Benech Nami, an Isha that's not Isaac the Tyrus, they're like this man is there, that's the halacha. That even though the Isha does not have a vest kavua, still the husband's allowed to live with his wife, as long as she's Becheskas to be torn. She doesn't have to make a bedika, not before, not afterwards. These halachas are only halachas by Sukkah B'Tyrus that she has to make the bedika, and then in such a chumra may hold that an isha does have a vest kavua, you'll be also to live with her. But it's only Bizman Tyrus. But Bizman is there, these halachas not apply. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.